Real World Radio.
Neptune enters his 25th day in hunger strike. NGOs ask for his immediate release. The ousted Prime Minister Ivan Neptune is said to be on the verge of death after 24 days of a hunger strike. He is now reported to have grown so weak that he cannot walk and slips in and out of consciousness, raising fears that he could die at any moment, according to Democracy Now!, which quoted a top United Nations official, Thierry Fugard, who visited Neptune on Monday night. The prisoner was gaunt and could no longer get to his feet. The Caribbean community, known as CARICOM, has officially called on the provisional Haitian government to release Neptune immediately, as well as other ex-officials of the arrested government, for the second time in 3 months. CARICOM also urged the interim government to release several pro-independence Lavalas activists. The ex-president called on the world to mobilize to save Neptune on Wednesday. Since a coup d'etat in Haiti in February of 2004, which ousted Aristide and his government, the country has been in total chaos, with thousands of Haitians protesting in the streets against the interim government and the United Nations occupation forces. Hundreds have been killed in this protest demanding the physical return of President Aristide, as well as return to the constitution and justice. Ivan Neptune, Aristide's prime minister, who stayed in Haiti after the coup, was thrown into prison on accusations of participating in a massacre, which many believe never happened, by the Prime Minister Gerard Latortue of the so-called transition regime. He has not been formally charged with any crime. Neptune has been on a hunger strike since mid-April. He is demanded to be freed immediately or be brought before a judge and charged with a certain crime. He does not accept Latortue's proposal of exile. Sources say he has very little time left if he stays in the hunger strike.
Real World Radio.